And so I turn it over to Carol, who's from Denver. That's North Carolina, not Colorado. And she is part of the Piedmont Intergroup. Over to you, Carol.
Thank you. I will try and speak up. I have somebody in the audience that's going to go like that if it's really going low. So what I wrote here is the 12 steps saved my life. It changed me. I am not exaggerating, and it is the best thing that ever happened to me, and I will share it with anybody who will listen to me, that I would sponsor as many people probably as asked me. I only really have four now. I don't have a lot of time, but I'm always willing. So a little bit about myself. When it came to choosing a career, I choose to work, Hostess Cakes, because why not? I had a route, I was alone on a truck, and I could eat as much as I wanted, whenever I wanted. I found the perfect job. That did not go well for me, all right? It did not go well at all. I gained a lot of weight. I had some things going on in my life, deaths, parents aging, things like that. I had moved, and because my job entailed driving, we had to go to the Department of Transportation and have a physical every couple of years. So I go in for this physical, about 70 pounds overweight, and the doctor says, your blood pressure is so high, I'm not even going to let you out of the office, and I can't pass you. And I thought, well, I'm going to lose my job. He had me lay down and relax and, came back a little while later. It was still high. I promised him I would go see my doctor about it. It was always borderline, but I probably hadn't taken it in a long time. I was not taking care of myself at all. So I go home. Do I go to my doctor? No, because I thought if I went on a diet and just took a few pounds off and stopped with all the crap I was eating, I could bring it down enough to pass the test. That's all I was thinking about. So I was thinking about what diet I was going to go on. And in my closet, I had a box of books that I had not unpacked because I had moved recently. And in the box was an OA book. It was my stepdaughter's. I think I had heard of OA, but I didn't know anything about it. And I said, that's a diet I never tried. So that's going to be the new diet. So I look it up, and there's a meeting not far from me, and I go to the meeting. They start throwing around the God name, and I want out the door, but I'm such a people pleaser, which I don't know at the time, that I am not, I'm not staying here, but as soon as it's over, I'm out. And a woman came up to me, and she said, hi, my name is Carol. I'm going to be your sponsor. So I don't know if we did that in New York, that we didn't wait to ask somebody who we, felt something was right for us, but she just said, and you're going to call me every day. And I thought she was crazy. I started calling her every day. I had no belief. I have no faith. She said, borrow mine, make up what you need. It's been a long, long journey. I've been in program about 18 years, and slowly but surely, I have found my higher power. I realize it's been around me all the time. It's always been there. Just the other day, just a really quick story. I lost my phone and could not find it anywhere. I had been in a church at a meeting. I assumed it was in the church, and the church was closed. I said, all right, let me look through the car again. I started looking through the car. Underneath the seat, I found a bookmark about acceptance. And the morning prayer about, I don't have it with me, so now I forget it. It was about acceptance and relax, take it easy, don't struggle. I said, how the hell did these two things get under here? In front of a church, So that's just a little bit about, that. And over the years, and I've had a few sponsors. The type of person that really thought I'd have one sponsor my whole life, like one husband, yeah, that didn't work out either. So, not by choice, really. So, if I fast forward, I wrote about, So I don't know if I'm going to get 15 minutes out of this, but what happened was when COVID hit, all the meetings closed and Zoom hadn't really started up yet. And I knew I had just moved down to North Carolina from New York, if anybody can tell by my accent. And I thought, this is just not going to work for me. I'm going to be in trouble. I started calling everyone on every phone list I had. And I got in touch with a woman who used to be at the New York meetings. She would come in late, leave early, never had any abstinence. So she never did lose any weight, but she kept coming to those meetings. And I happened to call her, and then she recalled who she was, and we started talking, and then she asked me if I would sponsor her. And I thought she wasn't even serious because she just really wasn't into the program. So I wanted to read something that I read about sponsoring in this book from when I took her on that I had to learn. There never were, since the creation of the world, two cases exactly parallel. Lord Chesterfield. When I am tempted to give advice to newcomers, expecting them to work the program my way, let me remember that each person is different, with different experiences and background. Sometimes the only thing we have in common is our disease. I gladly share what works for me, but if a newcomer resists my suggestions, I let go of my notion of what is right and what is wrong. I encourage and support a person's decision to try another way. For today, there is only one hard and fast rule in sponsoring: to let those I sponsor know that in OA, they have freedom of choice in what they will eat, how much they will weigh, and how they will work the program. What I wrote at the bottom of this, which I thought was really important, I said, my job is to share what I do, and that's it. On my program, that's all I have to give is what I do. And I cannot use the word, which I fail at. You should know you should do this, and you need to do this, because those don't work. I'm not going to listen to that, and I don't think anyone else really listens to that. So this woman asked me to be her sponsor, and I said I would do it. But I do have one rule. You're free to do what you want, but you must work the steps. That's like a must. We went through, it's been a couple of years. I mean, she's been in program almost as many years as I am. And she's been in, so she did go through the steps. We went through with not the big book. We did the 12 and 12, and then we did the workbook. And she keeps on working. She calls almost every day. So I'll just keep working with her. Even though she has not found a recovery, really, I see the changes in her. I see them drastically. She is definitely grasping program. She recently in New York, I wish I could have been there, she got a 30-day coin. I don't know down here if people do the coins, but she got a 30-day coin. I was like crying. It was so emotional. So I believe that you're ready when you're ready, and not a day before. So like I said, all I can do is share what I know, what I learned. So I had a really good sponsor originally, but the point I was really going to get to is that I will never really just leave a sponsee as long as they're working the program. That's, you know, their timeline is their timeline. They're ready when they're ready. So I have four different sponsors now. I had a sponsor when I moved here. I have four sponsees. I think I said sponsor, but sponsees. When I moved here, I had a sponsor, and she got sick, so I had to find someone else. And then I was moving here, and I couldn't find anybody. And then COVID hit, so then I really wasn't finding anyone. So there was someone I was working the steps with. We considered ourselves co-sponsors because she had a lot more time in program than I did. But I worked with the co-sponsor. But before COVID hit, we had a meeting in Cornelius, and there was someone who's been in program a really long time, and I asked her to sponsor me. And she said she couldn't. And I was really disappointed. And now fast forward after COVID, in recent years, like 2-3 years ago, we started a meeting in Denver right by me. It's a really small meeting, which I thought was okay. I thought that's like wrong. I'm used to meetings with 50 people, but you know what? It's such a beautiful, intimate meeting because the sharing gets really deep. So in that meeting, who walks but the woman I had asked to sponsor me years ago? So never say die, you know, there's always tomorrow. And I asked her, would you be my sponsor? I don't have a sponsor right now. And she said, sure. And she's a wealth of knowledge. I listened to her this morning. We went to our regular meeting this morning and then rushed here from Denver. Wasn't really that far. So there's a woman, and they have the same name, my sponsor now, and this woman that I sponsee in New York. And she joined, and she was on like a weight loss thing, and man, she did great, 100 pounds off like nothing. You know, it was incredible. And then of course she put it all back on because she really wasn't working the program. And this time around, like not the first time, but the second time, she is like doing amazing. So, and then there were two people I picked up, and I thought it was this building, but it wasn't. It was a sponsorship last year, was somewhere else, that two people approached me, and you know, one worked out great. We're, you know, it's a good relationship. Every Sunday morning we read the big book together. And the other one called me a few weeks ago and says, not working for me. And I knew it. She was doing the work, but we didn't feel a connection. We didn't feel it. And so I gave her a lot of credit for saying that, you know, this is not working for me. And I think that's a really important thing about sponsoring. It cannot be personal. You know, there's those, I've had plenty that don't do it and give up program, and those that, you know, succeed. It's a very personal thing. And, you know, if at first it doesn't succeed, just keep on trying, because this is the best program. I have kept this weight off for 18 years. That is the miracle, because I have lost it before and I have always put it back on. And my first maintenance was just to not have that product on the truck. I could go off the truck and have it, but not on, that was the first, and it's come. So if I look back at my maintenance back then, my abstinence then, it's not the same abstinence I have today. It's like a whole different world. You know, I work out, I don't overwork out. I have the most beautiful life. I would, life beyond your wildest dreams. That's what we're promised. And if you stick with it, that's what you get. I think that's it.
Thank you. Thank you.